I believe. Essay. I believe in love. Love is the most genuine feeling a human can feel. Love is filled with so many different things, such as happiness, sadness, desires, caring, and compassion. Love can be confusing and crystal clear depending on the situation. Love is the one thing that cannot simply just be black and white. Love is something that will exist whether you believe in it or not. It can be in so many different forms, from the love of a mother, puppy love, to being in love, to consuming, passionate love that can either make you the happiest person or, in the end, never wanting to feel that type of love again. Giving someone the chance to love you can be super hard. It puts you in a very vulnerable place, and loving people back can be even harder. From personal experience, they all felt great. Maybe not at the time, but the after effect was amazing for me. I'll just start from the beginning. Here, I'm 1 year old, feeling the first touch of genuine love. You're probably thinking, one? Yes, I mean one. April 5th, 2004, the day my adoptive mom became my legal guardian. The day I first felt genuine love. Ever since that day, my mom has done nothing but care and support me in anything I choose to do. She made it her business to know if I was okay or if something was bothering me, and she could always tell if something was wrong. Even if she's having the worst day, she's always determined to make sure mine is perfect. And for those little things, not even counting the biggest stuff, is the reason I will forever love her with my entire soul. Puppy love wasn't something that was a big deal for me, yet it did make me sad sometimes if my feelings were hurt. I feel like with puppy love, I can add infatuations also. They're kind of similar. An infatuation or puppy love can feel super real or like you're in love with the person, but when in all reality, you just like or love the perception you have or the idea of the person. Early last year, I think January actually, I thought I was in love with this particular guy. He seemed to be everything I wanted, but as time went by, I realized I only loved the person he acted to be, not the person he was. Very soon, I realized he wasn't the person I wanted to end up with. Now the best part, everybody claims they want to feel, being in love, that consuming, devouring, enthusiastic love that can either make you the most joyful individual or in the end never want to feel that sort of love again. I felt this type of love twice actually, and sorry to spoil it, but they both ended very horribly. I'll start with guy number one. So guy number one, I met him in ninth grade. You're probably thinking, how could you be in love in ninth grade? I wasn't. But fast forward into March of ninth grade, guy number one became my best friend and we hung out every day. Soon after, in June or July, he met my mom, which at the time was great because I liked him. Soon, I was in 10th grade and it was September 14th and he finally asked me to be his girlfriend. I was over the top happy. I'd been liking this guy since the first day of school in ninth grade. So of course I said yes. For the next few months, I knew I was in love with him. But then in December, something was different. I didn't feel the same, and I found out so many secrets. Of course, I stayed, though. Fast forward to the new year, and I wasn't feeling the relationship anymore. I wanted someone else who I thought would treat me better. I was wrong. Neither of them understood how to do that. But once again, I just simply stayed with guy one. Meanwhile, this is when I met guy two, but he doesn't come into place until later. So then, eventually, guy one showed me his worst side, and I still, to this day, am slightly traumatized and scared that it may happen again in another relationship. But even after I stayed, eventually in June, I left. The moral of the point of this story was to show I was consumed and I wasn't even in love. I just simply loved him. A little bit later in June, I started hanging out with guy number two. This is the type of love that just creeps up on you and swallows you whole without you even knowing until it's over. This story is less complicated than the other. Basically, guy number two was there for me through everything. If I was crying, sad, happy, he was always there. Last summer, he made me a yes rule, which was I had to say yes to things I was scared of or had never done, within reason. And I had the absolute best summer. There was not one boring day. But then school started and things changed. He became more distant and I grew more attached. He could do absolutely anything and I'd go back. He chose to talk, and date other girls, would leave them knowing he could always come back to me because I literally wouldn't leave. Then soon, December came and I made the great decision to put myself first because with those 5 months, most from when school started, I went through the most depressive state. I was very nonchalant. I didn't care about anything. I was just going with the flow and crying every single day. Literally. I have their videos to prove it. Anyways, as I was saying, January 2020 came and I was done with him, or so I thought. Well, of course he got a girlfriend. She's beautiful, by the way. 5 months go by and we haven't spoken a word to each other. And then, boom. Out of nowhere, he texted me apologizing for everything he had done to me. And what did I do? I fell for it. And we became close again, even with him having a girlfriend. Yeah, I know. I was stupid. I knew he wouldn't leave her for me, of course, but I just loved having him in my life. Now we're great friends, and I just got over him. And I feel great. After it being over a year since we met, and the best part is, we never dated. The moral of this story is, don't be overly consumed by the love that you don't see someone's flaws. Sometimes, being in love with someone can hide every single one of those red flags. But just because you flip the cushion doesn't mean the wine stain disappears, if you get my point. Now, the best type of love you can ever experience is self-love. Self-love is not always easy because you can't run from yourself. And you're probably asking the question, how can you be in love after all those things? And my answer is because of me. If I can still produce that much love for someone after they've hurt me so badly, then how can I not believe in something I produce so much? And that's also where self-love comes in. Why wouldn't I give myself the same amount of love that I tried to pour into them? I used to nag myself so much for letting those things happen, but then I realized I was just being human. Just because I allowed those things didn't mean I didn't deserve to love myself. That meant I had to start loving myself even more. Once you love yourself, and I mean truly love yourself, you'll realize how differently people treat you because you won't let certain things get over on you, etc. But overall, I believe in love because love is always surrounding us and confusing us without us noticing. A world without being in love would be miserable. No hope, no anything. Believing in love gives purpose.